Our scripture on this seventh Sunday of Epiphany is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charges against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, or anything else in all creations will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. For the love of God, for the love of God. We've been exploring how the scriptures are the love story that God has given to us in our Bible. The library, that it's not a science book, it's not a how-to manual. It is the love story, the love narrative that God continues to tenaciously come after us. We visited creation, the garden, the burning bush. We read scriptures about the Day of Atonement, forgiveness, baptism, follow me. And today, in conclusion of this particular series, nothing separates us. For the love of God, the Apostle Paul teaches us that God's love through Jesus Christ toward us is tenacious and it is steady. We cherish the Apostle Paul saying, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. If you have a Bible at home, make sure that you take the bulletin home today in the order of worship and make sure that this particular passage is highlighted in your scripture. There is nothing that separates us from the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Please bring it on, Lord. It is the essence of the understanding of amazing grace that saves wretches like us. It's that tenacity of our God that loves us even when we do not love ourselves, and maybe especially when we do not love ourselves. That is the moment that our God comes and loves. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The stained glass for a little bit here is windows of the Apostle Paul preaching to people in the Gentile world. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. The Apostle Paul to the Corinthians reminds the Corinthians that though Jesus Christ, a Jew, though the movement of Jesus Christ, the rabbi in Palestine, was the beginning of this movement of Christ throughout the earth, the Gentiles, the Greeks, even Romans, were permitted to be part of who God loves. And the Apostle Paul was an ambassador that built a bridge from Jewish faith in Jesus Christ to Greeks and Romans, and the platform of a bridge even to North America, to us. Thanks be to God and hallelujah. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 27, as many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Again, we hear the echo of the Apostle Paul expanding the horizon of how in Jewish faith, the origins of our faith, in the Hebrew Scriptures, it was about obeying the laws and the customs. And it was about the purity of Jewish faith. Expounding on that, there are different generations of, we will not crossbreed, we will not expand who we allow into the faith. But instead, through Christ Jesus, the Apostle Paul begins to proclaim a resurrected Christ, a way in which people from all walks of life can be part of this message of God's love. And the reality that God comes to us, and we know that, again, here's a passage in your scriptures. Take it home, Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There's no longer Jew or Greek, no longer slave or free. There's no longer male or female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. That is a powerful, powerful core message of the scriptures for us. This series wouldn't be complete unless I quoted Walter Brueggemann, the professor. It's common in the biblical narrative and prophetic literature that God aligns with those who are disposed. That is, those who were denied land, those denied power, those denied place or voice in history. Walter Brueggemann is clear about saying that the prophetic voice in the world, the voice of Christ, the voice of God, the voice of Yahweh, Elohim, is to protect those who are disenfranchised, to protect those who were without power, those who are without voice in history, those who were forgotten by the powerful. We hear that in the Apostle Paul's teachings. The Apostle Paul, he wrote, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, distress, persecution or famine, nakedness, peril, sword? No. In all these things, we're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I have to read that occasionally because I have a different version in my memory. I include the word principalities and powers in my memory. I want to be true to the scripture of today. So let's jump into the voices that help us understand what separation from God is and is not, and how we live it in our world and our culture. Pastor Bill Gamble. Recognize him? I Googled Bill Gamble and an image. What came up was a local news broadcast image of our own Pastor Bill. There he is, out with his fraternity doing community work. God bless Pastor Bill. Amen? Mm-hmm. Earlier this week, as we were preparing for a culmination of Black History Month here at Sunrise, Pastor Bill has offered several occasions for him to share his story about marching at the side of Dr. King and also some of his other life experiences. Special thanks to Robert Brisbane for having a vision of Sunrise, taking a moment in our time together to do some Black History Month awareness for ourselves. So here we are. Pastor Bill sent me an email with a statement of faith for Black History Month. I'm going to share some segments of this statement of faith that we might hear. I believe in God, who formed people of every nation, tribe, and language, and calls the whole earth to love and service. I believe this same God loves color and character, ethnicity and diversity. I believe in the God of Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, Richard Allen, Jerina Lee, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, Mahalia Jackson, Martin Luther King Jr., Fannie Lou Hamer, and many, many others. I believe in Jesus Christ, who came as an ethnic Jew to call people of all races to Abba, Daddy, Father, parent of us all. I believe in the Spirit of God who works in and through the gifts of peoples of all races and tongues, and who infuses African Americans with prophetic and anointed gifts from the whole church. I believe in the community of faith from many grains, but now one loaf in solidarity with God. Three in one, who stands with poor and disenfranchised people throughout the world. I believe in God's promise to finally triumph over all evils, from racism to sexism, global and local, and who will establish a reign of justice and peace that will have no end. Thank you, Pastor Bill, for bringing an affirmation of faith that helps us listen and pay attention. John and Mary Spong, John, a pastor, he wrote, "When I grew up in the South, I was taught that segregation was the will of God, and the Bible was quoted to prove it. I was taught that women were by nature inferior to men, and the Bible was quoted to prove it. I was taught that it was okay to hate other religions, and especially the Jews, and the Bible was quoted to prove it. That's not the purpose of the Bible. We hear the voice of Ban Ki-moon, the General Secretary of the United Nations, defeating racism, tribalism, intolerance, and all forms of discrimination will liberate us all, victim and perpetrator alike. Princess Diana, God rest her soul, the greatest problem in the world today is intolerance. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., familiar words. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Roger Staubach. Discrimination is a disease. Discrimination is a disease. And finally, Maya Angelou. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive. And to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. There's more that you can read from Cafe Mom, What My Son Needs to Know About Black History Month. The Apostle Paul, he said, nothing separates us from the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. I remind us that it was the Apostle Paul that told us we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. All of us, without exemption, fall short of the glory of God. Occasionally, it's heartbreaking for me when I see us line up and say, we are going to priority rank the ways in which various sins are more serious than others. And I hear the echo of the Apostle Paul that says we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And I hear the echo of the parable of Jesus as he tells the story of the two men that were in the synagogue, one a sinner on his knees praying to God, another a righteous man. And the righteous man prays, God, thank you that I'm not like that sinner over there. It's my human nature occasionally to say, thank God I'm not like that sinner. But I'm my sinner. And thanks be to God for not separating from me. And thanks be to God for not separating from you. For we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. I was going to divide the room into small groups and hand out newsprint and have you put the list of sins for today on our different sections. So over here we'd say, so offer your sins this past week. And we'd put them on the list. And you'd do that, and you'd do it over here, and we'd do it over here. But I realized that it'd be a very quiet room because none of us would want to do that. None of us would want to do that. Think of how healthy it is in the traditions where there's a little booth over here and privately you step in and you say, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. It's been about 15 minutes since my own last confession before God. And we hear the words of the priest on the other side say, your Lord forgives, and you are not free of your sin, but you are free to be loved by God in this world. Let go of that. Go and sin no more. Find the ways to live in this world. As much as we hear the power that by the love of God and for the love of God, He will not separate us from us, often we ourselves separate ourselves from God. And we say, we're not worthy. It's not even worth it to try. But the grace is amazing. The story of the truth of God's love is tenacious. And it is ferociously steady. Here again. O God, who will separate us from your love? and the love of Christ? Will hardships, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? No. In all these things, we're more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from your great love through Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord God, let it be so. Amen.